Hello, Samantha.
Hi, Vijaya. How are you?
Doing well, Samantha. So let's turn our attention to family-based immigration and VAWA, which I found is Violence Against Women Act of 1994. Now, tell us a little more about it and what does that, like who qualifies for it and all of that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And you're right, it is the Violence Against Women's Act, but men can apply as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's really for victims of violence, victims of extreme cruelty. It is protection from deportation. It allows you to have a work permit. It allows you to apply for a green card. And it can include family members. So the big question is, well, am I eligible? How am I eligible?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you are eligible if you have a qualifying relationship with the abuser. So that would be a U.S. citizen or green card holder spouse.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the child of a U.S. citizen or green card holder who abused you, or if you are the parent of a U.S. citizen, you also need to show that you lived with the abuser for some time. You need to show that you are currently residing in the U.S. with some exceptions to that. You need to show good moral character, that you are a good person. And you need to show, if it is based on marriage or even a child-parent relationship, that the marriage related to it was entered into in good faith, that it's a real valid marriage.
So it's a visa that you can then use for immigration.
It's a petition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a petition that could then lead to giving you the path for a green card.
Uh-huh.
And of course, in addition to those requirements, you need to show that you were abused. So the abuse could be physical, it could be emotional, and proving that abuse is, in my opinion, one of the hardest parts of a VAWA case.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone has bruises or hospital records, and so the hard part is figuring out how we prove this to the government. So we use affidavits, statements from family, friends that may have known about what happened, and we also many times recommend that clients obtain a psychological evaluation to be evaluated by a trained psychologist who is not only familiar with abuse, but also sometimes with immigration, and they can help to, you know, maybe establish the requirements for us.
So in that same context, then you talked about abuse by, you know, a family member, a spouse. Now, if I was abused by a stepchild and I'm now divorced, what would I, how would I prove my case and what would I need to do that?
It's a really good question. And it's very interesting because if you were abused by a spouse and you're now divorced, you would only be able to apply for VAWA through that abuse if you're applying within 2 years of the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
However, for a stepchild, if you're the parent of a U.S. citizen or a step-parent, I'm sorry, of a U.S. citizen, and then later divorce the spouse, you're still eligible regardless of when you file. That stepchild relationship remains. And it's very interesting that there's no 2 year requirement on that. Actually, it's something I came across for the first time this week, that the stepchild relationship continues to exist beyond that for purposes of VAWA. So, so long as the stepchild relationship was in existence at the time of the abuse, at the time of the marriage, and you qualify as a stepchild, it does not matter when you file the VAWA case, even after divorce.
Mm-hmm. Great. Lots to, again, you know, very nuanced area. And thank you for shining light on that, Samantha. Appreciate it. So folks, whether you are eligible for the VAWA or you need that green card or the assistance with employment verification, or perhaps you want to explore Canadian immigration, you can rely on the NPZ Law Group. Reach out to them today. They're located